Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, I'm covering holiday safety tips for pet owners with Possumore Animal Shelter Director Amber Talbot.
Encouraging adoptions and finding the right forever home is very much at the forefront of Possumore. But for anyone who might be considering getting a pet this holiday season, parents and so forth, is there any caution you would give for those who might consider getting a little furry one for Christmas?
You know, absolutely. I think the number one concern that we see and we hear often from family members, couples, partners, I mean, anyone is that, you know, we want everybody in the household to be on the same page. Everybody living in that household where that animal is going to go into really needs to want to have that animal there. And a lot of times there's pressure from one side of the family member to another. Not everyone is ready for that commitment. And so that's where we get into trouble. So, you know, if your partner is not ready or someone else in the household is not ready, I think that everyone needs to really kind of take a step back and wait until everyone is ready, because there is a lot of struggle that happens when everyone is not on the same page. And we don't want to see these animals come back to the shelter due to complications once they got home. And so I think the biggest thing is to also make sure that the family has time. You have time in your household and take the animal into consideration that you're looking at. You know what you can handle. I mean, if you've got an 80-hour-a-week work schedule, you know, you definitely wouldn't want to be adopting the kitten or puppy that's going to need the potty training and that direct care more. So really know yourself and know what your limits are and what your resources are, and, you know, align that with the pet that matches your lifestyle. And we can help you do that. We work really hard at trying to determine personalities and can gauge activity level and give great suggestions for what type of pet is going to be the best for your environment. So really making sure you know what your resources are and your time, and that everyone is in commitment. And also kind of along those lines is making sure everyone, if you're on the same page, then you need to kind of have a plan, like who's going to take the responsibility of the care. So if it's walking the dog or if it's cleaning the litter box, kind of have those set guidelines ahead of time so that those expectations are already out there. And again, you don't get into trouble after the fact and it be an issue once the animal's in the home already. Have that kind of pre-planned.
And during the holiday season, many people like to decorate their house, put up the Christmas tree, you know, any other decorations they might enjoy. But if there are some maybe new pet owners this holiday season who are putting up their decorations and so forth, anything they should watch out for in terms of what could be unsafe for pets?
You know, absolutely. Of course, you know, the tinsel and the ornaments and the lights, especially if you've got pocket pets and you've got rabbits around, like really chewy, motivated pets that are going to nibble and chew a lot, making sure your wires are out of reach or covered. There's some special products you can buy to cover your wires, drop cords, things like that. Just make sure no one can chew on those items. One thing I think that we see a lot of issues in the holiday season is all the visitors coming to our home, and we don't talk a lot about this, but especially your dogs or your cats, you know, there's no reason to put them in a situation that's going to make them feel nervous or stressed. When animals are stressed or nervous, then increases the risk for some form of a negative outcome to happen. And it also reinforces their fear. So if you know your dog is not the greatest with strangers and meeting new people and is going to be stressed by a lot of activity, don't force the animal to be involved in that interaction. You know, put the animal in its quiet space, whether that's a crate, a spare bedroom, wherever it's quiet time typically is, go ahead and put that animal away. And, you know, a lot of us feel that might be kind of mean to do to them, but it's worse to put them through the torture of meeting a bunch of people and be stressed. And again, it's only going to reinforce that fear response, especially if you're not working with a trainer or getting behavioral help with your animal. And the same for the cats. You know, go ahead and put the cats away in their quiet room as well with their food and litter and water, and so that they don't have to kind of hide and retreat and find shelter somewhere in your house. I'm sure we've all got the cat that runs and hides when someone comes over. Well, you know, it's more beneficial to prevent that behavior from even happening. You know, that way your cat doesn't continually have that fear response when people enter. And so go ahead and put them away so that everyone can be quiet and calm and safe. And that's one thing we just don't talk a lot about, but I think that's the biggest problem that we see is that either, and also pets getting loose and getting lost with all the visitors coming and going, the doors open and closed a lot more, and they may get fearful and just bolt out the door. And a lot of cats also get lost that way as well.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page, with Paws & More Animal Shelter Director Amber Talbot giving holiday safety tips for pet owners. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.